Welcome to the Memoirs of Her. This is your host, Sandra Mendez, on the Memoirs of Her. H standing for humble, and E standing for exquisite, and R standing for resilience. Please be advised this is a podcasting session coming to you with an adventurous and humorous life journey of a mysterious woman, including her accounts in life. So tonight's topic is part one of the different types of personality of men, starting with alpha and beta men. In my opinion, men are wonderful beings and creatures of this planet. They are often known to be leaders of the world, as women their counterparts who are followers in a relational dynamic. For example, the book of Men Being from Mars and Women Being from Venus by John Gray. It's a prime example of how men operate with logic and how women operate with their emotions. However, this is about men and the various types of their personality, which are amazing. And although there is a hierarchy and classification of men, from an alpha man being the highest rank and beta men being the least rank, I think each type of men and its classification has their strengths and weaknesses, pros and cons. When it involves the quality and quantity of men, it is centered on respect of person. So alpha men are considered dominant and domineering in their personality, while beta men is more reasonable and practical in their approach and laid back. And alpha men have the capability of being in control by the people who they know and defined by the amount of resources they have to make things happen. While beta men have the ability to be the versatile and open-minded with people who they encounter. And they, although they are team players and make the best managers of groups of people, alpha men often exude a strong personality type, though, in which they are extroverted. And beta men have more of a light and charismatic personality, and they feel comfortable as introverts. So in my opinion, once again, all alpha and beta men have their strengths and weaknesses and actually complement each other. When one person lacks control, charisma, communication, or consistency, the other may be strong or weak in those areas, and they complement each other, you know, as far as the strengths and weaknesses. So if you are interested in listening to the difference between alpha and beta men, listen to tonight's show on the Memoirs of Her. So I'm going to start off with basically defining what an alpha male is, the qualities of an alpha man, and the pros and cons of an alpha man, and give, you know, my opinion and outlook on it, as well as talking about how do dominance and prestige play a role in alpha men lives. Okay, and it has a lot to do more characteristic base, rather than it being more of an explanation point. Okay, so just, you know, relax and just get a gist of, okay, this is what alpha is, this is what beta is, and it's going to be in the most simplistic form. There's nothing complicated about it, and I don't want, you know, for men in particular to be able to compare themselves to these characteristics. I mean, you can if you want to, but that's fine. But I did not want to, like, give examples of men who are alpha men and then give examples of beta men. I didn't want to do that because I feel at the end of the day, people deal with security and different aspects of their lives. And I feel like every man, woman, and child experience a degree of insecurity. So, you know, so many times people compare themselves to other people, and then, you know, it takes them out of their element, you know, their natural zone. And sometimes when they feel like they don't compare or they don't compete, they can't compete where they don't compare, or they don't compare just in general, sometimes it can have an effect on their personality, and it could show in low self-esteem and insecurity. So I did not want to promote that on my show. Okay, so in addition to talking about the alpha man, I will talk about the beta man and define a definition of a beta man from my perspective, share qualities, the pros and cons of a beta man, and talk about how do the supportive and subordinate aspects play a role in a beta man's life. Okay, so I'm gonna start off with the alpha man. Okay, so what defines an alpha man? Okay, so according to Vanessa Van Edwards on The Science of People, an alpha male is a man who is highly intelligent, confident, and successful. Alpha males are generally considered great leaders and prefer to be in a position of power. Okay, from my perspective, an alpha man is someone who has an emotional intelligence, control of external factors in their life. Alpha men tend to be masterminds and leaders of their personal and professional life, and they tend to be responsible and actionary in their approach or when achieving a goal. Alpha men possess a power innately in them to initiate in all their encounters with people. And lastly, alpha men thrive in a successful environment when socializing with other men of their caliber, beliefs, and acquirements in life. So that's my definition of what an alpha male is. Okay? So now that I talked about the definition, I'm going to ease on into the qualities of an alpha male. Okay? And some of those qualities consist of an alpha man being confident in nature, highly opinionated, strong and dominant personality, strategically confrontational, they're risk takers, strategic and planning, competitive, leadership skills, goal-oriented, responsible, and trustworthy. So these are alpha men. And although they have these types of qualities that are good in nature, you know, I also feel that, you know, when in regards to a personality type, I do acknowledge that sometimes, you know, on a toxicity rate, you know, most alpha men could be narcissistic in their ways and their approach and don't really care about the people around them and how they interact with other people, and everything has to be transactional with the alpha man that may be narcissistic all the time. And that's just a part of their nature when we think about the toxicity part of an alpha male. But on the contrary of that, an alpha man usually are the initiators of things. They get things started, they don't procrastinate, and they like to see results all the time, you know. So that's a wonderful thing to know as far as understanding that alpha men are people that have great leadership skills, goal-oriented, they're competitive, and, you know, all those good qualities about an alpha male. Okay, so now that I talked about the qualities, let's talk about the pros and the cons of an alpha man. So those pros, we're going to begin with. So the pros is that alpha men tend to be analytical and intentional in their actions. And alpha men are hardworking when they set their minds on achieving either a goal or an outcome of a situation. Alpha men engage in conventional conversations with others that's like-minded, or like-minded men in particular. And alpha men have a strong leadership skills, as I mentioned before, which is remarkably amazing. Okay, they know how to start an organization, they know how to get men together, and they are comfortable with being amongst other men, but men that are, you know, looking up to him and understand his position as alpha man. So they don't have a problem with being around a group of men or whatever, but as long as they respect them and they understand their rank, they'll be okay. So they're not like a loner or anything like that, you know. Although they know that at times they may get, you know, that one person, which is known as a sigma, which I will talk about that personality types in one of my part series. Usually they will challenge an alpha man, and sometimes, believe you me, alpha men role and position is always interchangeable and it's always replaceable. So in other words, it's interchangeable because at the end of the day, the alpha man, even though he has his rank, you know, he may not always be in position as far as being the main piece. For example, just given them metaphorically on a board. Okay, sometimes he might put someone else in position of his role, you know, as a way to be in control of a situation indirectly. And at times he might have a beta man, for example, in his position of leadership just to run a certain pack of, you know, men or group of men in particular, and it's interchangeable. That's what I mean as far as that. And then when it comes down to them being replaced, it's like any other dynamic as far as, let's say, the animal kingdom. For example, you have a lion, you know, when one of the lions crosses a path of another lion's territory, the male lion will actually go into like a fight or, you know, a mixy kind of thing with the lion. They will fight, and based off of who wins, you know, that's who becomes the leader of the pack. So that lion will fight all the other lions, and if it's one lion that overrules that lion, that's who becomes the alpha in the pack. And it's just like with wolves and, you know, chimpanzees and things like that. And I'm not trying to compare men to animals. I'm just saying the dynamic and hierarchy of animals, how it plays a part in humanity in itself, especially with men being their own kind and species. Okay, so it's the same thing even with a father and son role. You know, the father would play that alpha man, you know, and the son would be the subordinate, you know, maybe the beta, and look up to their father. And one day, that son will become that alpha man. So it's the same thing, same dynamic with a alpha man. He's always replaceable at the end of the day. Maybe his characteristics will never change, but at the end of the day, his role will. Okay? And respect may not change, you know, which is a good thing. Okay, so now that I talked about the pros of the men, alpha men in particular, I'm going to talk about the cons. Okay, so the cons will consist of alpha men may lack consistency depending on what they catering or committing to. And alpha men are risk takers, whereas they have this win or lose mentality or all or nothing mentality. Okay. And alpha men tend to form shallow connections with others. Okay. And people can agree to disagree with me on these pros and cons, but in retrospect of the situation when evaluating the pros and cons of, you know, alpha men, this is what to expect, okay? And alpha men are more qualitative and impulsive in their approach at times, not all the time. And alpha men are territorial and confrontational by nature. Okay, and once again, as I said, you can agree to disagree with me on these pros and cons perspective, but I'm just giving my insight and thoughts on, you know, what makes an alpha man as far as their pros and cons in particular. Okay, so now I'm going to talk about how do dominance and prestige play a role in an alpha man. Okay, so before I even begin, I just wanted to read a little something that I have received on a website, and it's written by Scott Barry Kaufman talking about dominance and prestige. So I'm just going to give a detail of dominance and prestige and then give my insight on how an alpha man, you know, balance out those two. Okay, so once again, I'm talking about Scott Barry Kaufman and referencing to the dominance and prestige aspect of alpha men. So, dominance. The dominance route is paved with intimidation, threats, cohesion, and is fueled by a hubristic pride. A hubristic pride is associated with arrogance, conceit, antisocial behaviors, unstable in relationships, low levels of conscientiousness, high levels of disagreeableness, neuroticism, narcissism, and poor mental health outcomes. And hubristic pride, along with its associated feelings of superiority and arrogance, and it facilitates dominance by motivating behaviors such as aggression, hostility, and manipulation. So these are all, you know, characteristics of the dominatrix or dominance part of, you know, just being an alpha man. And it make reference to hubristic pride in particular. Okay, now when you think about prestige, on the contrary to this all, prestige is paved with emotional rush of accomplishments, confidence and success, and is fueled by authentic pride. Authentic pride is associated with pro-social and achievement-oriented behaviors, agreeableness, conscientiousness, satisfying interpersonal relationships, and positive mental health. Critically authentic pride and associated with genuine self-esteem, considering yourself a person of value and not considering yourself superior to others. Authentic pride, along with in its associated feelings of confidence and accomplishments, facilitates behaviors that are associated with attaining prestige. So people who are confident and agreeable are hardworking, energetic, kind, empathetic, non-dogmatic, and high in genuine self-esteem, inspire others and cause others to want to emulate them. So in retrospect of that, because alpha and a sigma male is kind of like similar in each other as far as being closely knitted in characteristics, this aspect of an alpha male is in relation to a sigma man. When a sigma man can balance out the dominant part of their personality and prestige part, that's a sigma man. Okay. And although I'm talking about a sigma man, it's only because they are closely related to each other, especially on the sociosexual hierarchy. Okay, so how do dominance and prestige play a role in a alpha slash sigma man perspective? Think of the alpha man just with the dominant aspect, and then think of the sigma man with the dominating and prestige aspect. Okay. That's how you intertwine the two. So, dominating looks like intimidation, threats, as I mentioned before, cohesion, influential, persuasive, and charismatic, excuse me. So, in three things that I mentioned that is negative, and three things that I mentioned that is positive. So, when it comes down to dominating, they may use tactics of intimidation, threats, and cohesion. And then on the contrary, as far as being positive, influential, they are persuasive and charismatic. Okay? Now, prestige. Prestige has a lot to do with that man's accomplishments, his confidence, and authenticity, and a lot to do with conscientiousness. Okay? So once again, think of the sigma man having both of the dominating and prestige aspect, and the alpha man just having the dominating role in particular. Okay, so now that I've talked about the alpha man, I'm going to go right into talking about the beta man, but we're going to take a break. However, before I even end, I wanted to talk about the sociosexual hierarchy of men. Okay, So, we have the alpha and the sigma man on the same spectrum of each other. Okay? And the sigma man is known to be a lone wolf. Okay? But I feel that sigma men go through more experiences, more hardships in life, and they know how, if they choose to be a leader, they'll be a leader. If they choose not to be a leader, then that's just not what they're going to do. They normally do what they choose to do, these types of men. Okay? So the sigma and alpha men are not equal. The sigma sits outside of the hierarchy because he's on a level all on his own. All on his own. Okay, so when we talk about the spectrum of hierarchy with the male types, usually it's alpha, then beta, then delta, then gamma, and then omega. And that's how the hierarchy type is initiated in this whole diagram in particular. Okay, so with that being said, we're going to take a little break and we'll be right back. Okay, so I am back. So, just a little boost of encouragement. I wanted to share a quote that has a lot to do with initiating or giving an example of a beta man approach. Okay, so Steve Jobs' quote was, "It doesn't make sense to hire smart people, then tell them what to do. We hire smart people so they can tell us what to do." So that's more of a dynamic of beta man, in a sense of their essence and how they operate. But that quote is by Steve Jobs. Okay? All right. So what defines a beta man? In my perspective, a beta man is someone who knows how to go along to get along in order to keep the peace. Beta men do not go looking for trouble and are non-confrontational. They are men who are followers of law and order, and beta men oftentimes have a shy and introverted personality, and beta men are trustworthy and forthcoming in their approach. that's how I view beta men from my perspective. So now that I talked about the definition, I'm going to talk about the qualities of a beta man. So the qualities of a beta man that you can, you know, notice with them is that they are remarkably loyal. Okay, they have remarkable loyalty. They value leadership. They have a lot of popularity when it comes down to women, various types of women. And they are friendly and well-mannered. Beta men are appreciative of their role in hierarchy. They are stable and practical, responsible, trustworthy, secure, respectful, and introverted. Okay, so those are the qualities of a beta man. So now that I talked about the qualities, we're going to get right into the pros and the cons of a beta man. Okay, so the pros are that a beta man is a team player. They're excellent at goal execution. They are consistent with their personal and professional life. They are extremely responsible, devoted and dedicated to their friends and family, easy to trust, easygoing, and empathetic. Okay, and then the cons of a beta man is that they lack leadership. They are non-commanding, and at times and oftentimes, they say yes to everything, so they may be a yes to everything type of man. At times, they can be a pushover, whereas sometimes people may take advantage of them, you know? And then they are non-competitive, they like to avoid conflicts, and always want to fit in and may have effeminate qualities, and sometimes, oftentimes, but not all the time, lack initiative. So now, I know some people are curious, especially you men. Oh, what does she mean by that? I'm going to elaborate in detail for this type of man in particular. So when it comes down to con and lacking leadership, what I basically mean is that these type of men don't like to take the head role unless it is told by the hierarchy, the alpha man, to take the role as far as what to do and how to do it. So they don't really feel comfortable in leading the pack or the whole group or whatever the case might be unless they have to as a task, like as far as it being task oriented and not so much of just a goal oriented, but task oriented. It has to be for them to do to where they can execute. Okay, so this is what I mean as far as them lacking leadership. And then non-commanding, meaning they're not the type of person to be bossy. They don't tell people what to do and how to do it, when they should do it. You know, they kind of go along, as I said, to get along. And then as far as being a pushover, because they say yes to everything and don't know how to say no at times, like I said, people may tend to take them for granted and take advantage of them. And these things often happen because, you know, of how the beta men come across to other people in particular. And then when I talk about being non-competitive, well, they not competitive, meaning an alpha man will not fight for a territory or make a big deal about being in another presence of another man. They won't do that. And if, you know, let's say they buy any other types of personality type of men, they the type of person whereas they will show that they are a friendly person and can get along before trying to fight or trying to claim something or whatever in particular. Okay, they are a non-threat. Okay, they don't like to compete to show some type of initiative or accolade to their personality. They don't like those things. And they avoid conflict because at the end of the day, they're not the type of people to be wanting to win an argument or to be seen like, you know, confrontational. They don't like that. So that's what I mean about that. And then always wanting to fit in. You know, these groups of men always want to be in the facility of other men who may be strong, attributed, and they may not necessarily be in the presence of men to just you know, be observant, but they ought to try to mimic them. They there because they like to be in that collaboration of other men and see how they interact with each other versus alpha man. Two alpha men cannot stay in a room for too long. One will actually go. And sometimes, you know, and oftentimes it could be a sigma, but to have, you know, two men in one section or whatever, two alpha men, it's just not going to work unless they are collaborating with each other and have a mutual understanding of who's doing what. Okay, so yes, effeminate men, it's just that they are more in touch with their feminine side versus their masculine side. And that's okay. They may be, sometimes they may be called the pretty boy, and they good looking at times and attractive and all those things. But when it comes down to leadership qualities, they may not have that to be a leader. And like I said, they lack initiative where they may not start something unless they told to do something. Okay, so that's what I mean in particular. Okay, so how do being supportive and a subordinate plays a role as a beta man? So when it comes down to the supportive aspect of a beta man, they are great companions, extremely helpful, open to communication, oftentimes and most times collaborators by being task-oriented. They do have emotional intelligence, and they have a way of conflict resolution. They always find a solution to a problem. Okay. While on the other hand, the contrary, subordinates are more passive. They are submissive, but not compromising of their integrity. And of course, they have honesty, great problem-solving abilities, and reliable and dependable. These are subordinate qualities of a beta man and what to look out for. So, at the end of the day, I think that, you know, beta men and alpha men, you know, they're just doing their part, especially when it comes down to being a part of society and social interactions. You know, they still are wonderful beings, okay? And something to take with and simplicity, especially when it comes down to the socio-sexual hierarchy ranks. Alpha men, always keep in mind, they are dominating and charismatic, and they are born leaders. They understand priorities, are always utilizing his time. And then beta men are more modest and easygoing. They are the ideal husband type, and they work a lot, but overshadowed by his peers. Okay, so keep those things in mind when it comes down to those different types of personality types, and you can never go wrong. So with that being said, I thank you all for taking the time out for listening to the Memoirs of Her show as far as the difference between alpha and beta men, part one. So you guys can look forward to part two, in which I will talk about the different types of men in regards to omega and gamma type of men. So you guys may want to stay tuned for next week's show, and I hope that you have a wonderful night. And with that being said, bye-bye.